Hey, it's Tax Quips Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Goran in the Tax Quips forum with a serious issue. He says, I'm a contractor and have my own flooring company, and I would like to know if I may have helpers with only an ITIN number. Then, could I file 1099s with only an ITIN number to deduct on my taxes? Well, Goran, first of all, you may not hire helpers and not put them on payroll. If they're working for you, they're your employees. And you'll find that if you don't file payroll tax return for these employees, IRS can audit your business forever because the forms were never filed. Filing 1099s will only make it worse. Second, when it comes to ITINs, individual taxpayer ID numbers are designed for people who are not entitled to Social Security numbers. If they're allowed to work in the United States, they would be issued an SSN. When you hire someone to work for you, you need to have each and every person fill out a Homeland Security form, Form I-9. They must provide at least two forms of identification, one to prove their identity, the other to prove their right to work in the United States. You must make a copy of those IDs and keep them in the file. Only then, once you've verified that they're eligible to work, may you have them fill out a W-4 form telling you how much money to withhold from their paycheck for income taxes. If you're audited by IRS, IRS is going to disallow the deductions because these employees are not legal. I know it's not easy running a business and comply with all the laws, but the penalties and headaches are worse when you don't. And you're familiar with all the immigration raids in the news. I don't want to see your name in the news, at least not for this. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about hiring employees and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.